Boone and Erickson.
Because we probably won't be back on the show, I don't think he wants us back anymore.
I just
want to say, we all want to say at WCCO Radio, this is even more than we expected. Isn't it fantastic? You get the show before. Yep. Right, Charlie? When we started, we thought it was rather presumptuous to make you say, you know, let's make this a regular annual visit by Tom and Johnny B and so on. But now that you've heard the show, you want him back next year?
Sure. Wow. Well, thanks.
Well, you have the show before the show, and then you have a show within the show.
Wait till you see what comes after the show.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. You're right. See you tomorrow.
Oh, they're great. Yeah, I think we'll be back, don't you, JB?
I'd love to.
Kind of a long commute, but it's worth the trip.
They got some real nice malls here.
Yeah, boy, this is Mall City, isn't it? Every place you look, it's great. We don't have them up there, not really. I mean, you could grow crops in these shopping malls.
Anyway, I want to get on with a few thank yous of our own here. We definitely want to thank WCCO and Boone and Erickson. And there's a woman at WCCO who's in charge of special operations and things like this. Sue Frace has just done an incredible job to help us out. We've been talking with her and other people at WCCO for the last 2-3 months, getting this all prepared. Thank you so much. Also, thanks to Motel 6. We're enjoying our stay there this week that we're here.
Hey, we get a deal at those places.
We do get a discount, okay? Also, Tom is going to be signing some of his books down at the Hungry Mind bookstore in St. Paul, Tuesday, 7 p.m. And I also want to thank you for the price of your ticket. I know different prices goes to Outward Bound, and what a great cause. So thank you so much for that, Outward Bound. You're doing a great job. And I'd like to play a song.
Oh, gosh, I'm glad you...
Do you have any thank yous?
Thank you. This one.
I wrote this one quite a while back, and it's appropriate here, getting ready to the wrap up of the show. I wrote this and gave it the name The Getting Home Boogie.
Johnny B.
Okay, well, let's bring out, once again, Doug Wood.
Okay. Doug.
Are you ready?
righty. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
All right.
Well, Douglas, tell us about yourself.
About myself?
Sure.
I'm Doug.
Well, I knew that.
I write some songs and a few other things. I guide wilderness canoe trips and so on.
That's right. You do this for hire, I assume, right? You're a guide? A wilderness guide?
Yeah, I've got my own business, and I travel around the country doing concerts, and people sign up to go on trips with me at that
time.
Yeah.
You ever been up to Alaska?
No. Are you inviting me?
No. Well, you're welcome.
I know a place called Talkeetna. They hire
Moose Dropping Festival, right?
We'd love to have you, Doug, and sometime we sure hope to.
I think I'd fit in with the Moose Dropping Festival.
All right, well, as soon as... Gary knows the answer. I'm trying to figure out how much time we got left. This is our last... This is where the buck stops.
We've got 40 seconds from the time we start the segment till Doug needs to start the song.
Oh, okay.
So that's applause and you and Tom. And 4 minutes worth of song... And we're going to dump the rap and go directly to the close.
You're dumping my rap? Why do I bother? Jeez.
I'd love to hear you do
some rap. You spend all this time.
I love it. The power of the clock.
I'll play a little faster.
So much for smooth transition. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's nice, that speed.
That'll help, actually.
Can you handle 40 seconds, or do you want me to clock you into that? Into the song.
No, I gotta watch.
You gotta watch? Okay. Then let's let her rip.
Wait a second. I gotta gather my thoughts here. I forgot what we were doing. Gather, it's kind of like rounding up parakeets sometimes. But now I'm distracted, man. What is it? Oh, heck, I'll think of something, even if it isn't true about you. Right? This is where I write down everything I know about Doug Wood. We had a nice talk today. I just forgot to write it down. Right? Okay. This is a wonderful song he's got.
Douglas,
that's
Wood,
all we need to know. It's Douglas Wood on the air, Doug Wood off the air.
There you go.
Quite a crafty stage name there. Right? Did
Doug
you think
Wood
of that all by yourself?
Doug Wood just sounds too much like Ugg, you know.
Doug Wood, yeah. Right. Doug Wood, it sounds like a conifer or some kind. You know?
Yeah.
We're ready to roll.
Okay. Oh, it's all up to me now, isn't it?
Yeah, we're just quit dilly-dally and let's do it.
Don't dilly. Okay.
Yeah. I'm just entertaining the audience.
Yeah, I see that. Nice job of it, too.
You won't have a lot of time. You ready?
I understand.
Okay.
Well, welcome back to the end of the road. We've got with us a Minneapolis own son here, Douglas Wood, who is, among other things, a wilderness guide and a father. We were talking about... Let me start into this segment again, please.
Isn't he a father?
He's a father.
Yes, he's a father.
Nice.
Right. You are, right?
Yeah, twice. Two times.
Okay, two times.
Yeah.
Good for you. Okay. I think I'm right. I'm. Let's try it again.
Square with the world now.
Good as it gets. Well, welcome back to the end of the road. When we knew we were coming to Minneapolis, we sent out some feelers to see what kind of talent we could dredge up out of the Great Plains here, and we come up with a Douglas Wood. Douglas, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Tom. Nice to be here.
We were talking about gifts and the fine art of giving, and Douglas showed us a song that probably takes into account the most precious thing you can give somebody, which is your time. Douglas, can we hear that from you?
You bet. Sat on his front porch steps, waiting for his daddy to arrive. The clock on the kitchen wall said 4:58, and daddy usually made it home by 5. A baseball cap tilted back on his head, he tossed a battered ball from hand to hand. His glove and his bat lay there patient at his feet, waiting for the game that he had planned. Well, meanwhile, his dad was about a mile away. He rubbed his aching neck, and then he sighed. What a day, he thought, as he turned into their street. The kind that made you wonder why you tried. Well, he pulled into their driveway, and his son came running out. I waited for you, Dad. Let's play some ball. Well, I'm really sorry, son, but I just can't play right now. You've got some friends. Give one of them a call. Well, Dad went into the kitchen, and he gave his wife a peck. Then he popped a beer and headed for the den. He had a ton of work to do before tomorrow morning, and there wasn't any time to waste till then. Well, he was poring over figures when he thought he heard a sound. He looked up to see his son there in the door. Well, there's no one else to play with, Dad. I really wish you could. Just a half an hour, not much more. Now the father spoke in anger. Son, I haven't got the time. And the boy looked at the floor between his shoes. Then the dad, he saw a magazine just laying on his desk, full of stories about wars and other news. On the cover, now he noticed, was a picture of the globe, all marked and colored in the usual way. Well, he tore it into pieces, and he gave it to his boy. Said, when you've put the world together, then we'll play. Well, he thought that would surely do it, that he'd have his time alone. So he settled down and got to work once more. But it hadn't been 5 minutes when his son was at his desk, with the world put back together just like before. Well, the father dropped his paper and his pen and blinked his eyes. Said, I can't believe it, son. What did you do? Well, it was easy, Dad. On the back of the globe was a picture of a boy. And when you put the boy together right, the world turns out right, too.
Douglas Wood. A wonderful way to wrap up that show. That's the end of the road for this charitable week. Thank you, Douglas Wood, for sharing that thought with us. Thanks to Charlie Boone and Roger Erickson for sharing their time with us. Thanks to WCCO Minneapolis for sharing them with us. And thanks to all the folks of Minneapolis, St. Paul for making us feel so at home. I think we'll stay another week. Until then, there's something you're not using that somebody else really needs. Why don't you see if you can't get them together? From the old log theater in beautiful Minneapolis, Minnesota, I'm Tom Beaudet.
I'm Johnny B.
And we'll see you down the road.